Ikolo ha ishena hama ikola kahi. Hana ala ohia katala. Aloha, I am your host, May Leilani, and this is the World Global Healing Circle. Mahalo to all the listeners of Pal Talk and BBSRadio.com. Our call-in numbers are toll-free, USA, 877-270-8714. Canada is 888-861-3519. And our direct line, same area code, 530-876-9026 or 876-3223 and 413-4515. I have to say to all the listeners this evening, we are the world's largest globally healing center live worldwide. And that's right. Tonight is the night that we are indeed reaching out with God's pillars that He has chosen Himself to represent not only His voice of truth, wisdom, and knowledge, and to touch every man, woman, and child on this planet. May each of you be touched with your hearts, to allow your hearts to explode with love, joy, and happiness. And I do mean when I say that it is a dear pleasure of mine and BBSRadio.com to actually launch off the largest world global live healing circle in the world, and tonight is the night. I also have a few announcements I would like to make to all of you this evening. And first and foremost is I'd like to thank our listeners this evening for your divine patience with all of us tonight. This is our first night bringing incredible pillars of light together under one roof, and that's it. Under one roof, and I just love it. And I have to say that I have had this vision and was actually shown by God Himself that this day would indeed come where His seven pillars would join together under one roof to actually come together to touch the lives of all of you out there worldwide, and this is the night for it. So as you can all imagine how excited BBS Radio and myself are tonight, I will say this, that I have received more messages, and it's not going to surprise me one bit that God has asked me to bring 13 of us together. We will start off with our seven pillars, and I really would like for you to understand the magnitude of tonight's show, and this is about each and every one of you worldwide. Each of us, each of these individuals tonight that you have all had the opportunity to meet individually and now collectively have been training all these many years to come together this night to be a service to all humanity worldwide. I also would like to share with each of you that we are indeed putting a committee together of a representative to be the voice of their people, their cultures worldwide. We are asking if you are directly interested in being a part of that committee, you can email me at iamdivinelight@aol.com. And that email address is iamdivinelight@aol. We are looking for a representative from every country, every state worldwide to be the representative and the voice of we the people. And on that note, I am so thrilled and honored to actually introduce and present each of my co-hosts. That's right, tonight is the night that I'm actually honored to share with each of you the co-host of the World Global Healing Circle. We will start off tonight, and each of the co-hosts will say their name, where they live, a little bit about themselves, and also their websites and contact numbers. So we're going to go ahead and just launch right into our show this evening, because we've got a lot of really great stuff to share with each of you tonight. So let us start with Carrie O'Connor. Welcome to the show, Carrie.
Hi, Leilani and everybody. It's wonderful to be here this evening, and I'm coming from you from Salem, Connecticut, United States. And I am a psychic medium, intuitive channel that has been on cable and NBC TV and also worldwide radio throughout the world. And I love to come here to bring forth my intuitive sight, clairvoyant sight, to help with messages from spirit. So I'm so glad to be part of this world globe scene, and I'm so glad that that we're gathering, because the timing of it is so imperative. So thank you, Leilani, for asking me, and it is my pleasure to be part of this global team.
Thank you. I am deeply honored, Carrie, to have you with us. I'd like to present our next co-host, and that is Kaili. Would you like to come up forward and present, tell a little bit about yourself, if you would, and share your website?
Oh, thank you, Leilani. My name, my Hawaiian name is Kaili Kuhihonu, and my English name is Tony Watson. I was born and raised on the island of Honolulu in the state of Hawaii. And my webpage is www.kaili-kuihonua-healer.com.
Thank you, Kaili, and I'd like to introduce our next co-host, and that is Blue Thunder. Blue Thunder, are you with us at this time? Okay, so we're going to go right ahead and bring forth our next co-host, and that is Wally. Wally, would you come forward?
Yes. Hello. My name is Wally Naopi. My middle name is Aoliki. And my last name is Naopi. Literally means to swim together or to be baptized in a water. Aoliki. Naopi would mean the first people. That's what it would mean. So now I am a kahua teacher. I teach various things about life itself and growth and how one raises its energy, and its vibrations. I teach about different things of our land. Above all, I teach about loving one another. This is what came from God, to love one another. And if that love can heal, which I know it can, I'm willing to share it with the world. So I have no website. So you can get in touch with me through Leilani, our host. Aloha.
Thank you, Wally. And I'd like to present our next co-host for this evening, and he is Blue Thunder. Are you with us, Blue Thunder?
Yes, I'm here.
Would you please share a little bit about where you live and a little bit about yourself and your website and a little bit of your mission, please?
Well, I'm Eastern Shoshone from the Winder Indian Reservation here in Wyoming. from the Windover Indian Reservation, and I'm working to talk about sound and vibration, bringing messages to people that we can heal the earth with our songs, with our ceremonies that we have as indigenous nations. Not only the Eastern Shoshones, but all indigenous nations have the power, the wisdom, and the knowledge of the ancient wisdoms of how to take care of our mother, the earth. So through the things that I represent is for all nations, considering how we work together, it's the same and similar, but different, but they do the same thing. And so in our lands, we were given this covenant to take care of our lands. So what I work with is many messages from the ancestral spirits, the holy ones, that have come to give messages to many of us through dreams and visions. So with this work that I represent is as a guardian of Mother Earth to help protect her sacred site. I talk about what the sacred sites do, what they hold for us, is a life force that we have in our bodies, is that charge of electrical current. The sacred sites give us that charge, and if we destroy the sacred sites by mining or development, or move certain things around, we change the energy. And that's with our burials, a lot of things like that, mining for gold and silver, uranium, clay, changing the riverways. Many things takes place. And so through my websites, I speak about this is on Visions Life Force Foundation, our sacred messages from the chief of the chiefs of the chiefs of the indigenous nations. It has many names. And so this sacred being has sent sacred messages to myself called Spoken Truth, spiritual messages from warriors of old. So this is a Visions Life Force Foundation, and Visions is spelled with two I's, V-I-I-S-I-O-N-S, and then it's one word, visionslifeforcefoundation.com, with sacred messages of how the earth works and heals, if we will consider the wisdom of the indigenous nations of the world. And the ceremonies that I've done, they're on another website. I have two websites, and that one is teton-rainbows.com. That T as in Tom, E as in Eagle, T as in Tom, O as in one, N as in nine. That's teton-rainbows.com. And so through that, they call me a peacekeeper of the Shoshone Nation, a rainbow warrior for peace and harmony, Mother Nature's guardian, brother of the nations who rides the waves of hope, peace and harmony to enlighten the gift of life bestowed upon each and every one who wish to walk the pathways of freedom. So this is what I represent.
Thank you, Blue Thunder. Tonight, I'd like to announce to all of you this evening is that I'd like to encourage and invite you onto my show page with bbsradio.com. I have a wealth of information about our co-host this evening, and that will stay posted up on my show page. I have their websites, their contact numbers all listed, and I'm working on presenting each of their pictures side by side with each other, and so you will see them featured with me as well. I just feel very strong that I need to honor each and every one of them this evening. Now, tonight we are actually going, and we're going to ask that each of you sit back and relax, that we are going to work collectively together to send out beautiful healing energy to the Felix hurricane that is headed towards Honduras at this time. And we chose to actually work on dissipating this hurricane through unconditional love and healing, so that each of you could actually witness the power of healing, the power of God, as he uses each and every one of us. Now, every one of my co-hosts tonight are indeed healers as myself. And so we will be working on that collectively together this evening. I would like to ask our co-host, Wally, if he would open up with prayer this evening for us.
Okay. Blessed Heavenly Father, I open this day with the beauty of love. And may everyone that who is listening in be touched by this love, knowing that it came from you. Father, I send my aloha to all those who are in need of it around the world. And of those who are about to speak, Father, let us speak as true as we can from the bottom of our hearts, giving what you have given to us out there to people who need it. And Father, bless all the ones who are hungry out there so that they may be fed. All those who have illness and trials and their tribulations, Father, don't make them a victim. Let them know they don't have to be victimized by this world that we live in. Know that they can. They can make the difference around them. But we can't change the world, but you can, Father. So I pray, once again, be with us today as we go through our radio and reach out to the world with our hearts.
Thank you, Awali. That was beautiful. Now, what you're about to witness, and we're going to ask that each of you is to also work with us as our healers are preparing themselves to dissipate the hurricane. And we chose to do this so that each man, woman, and child worldwide would understand the power that flows within themselves, that not only can you dissipate a hurricane individually, but when God says, when two or more gather in my name, there is power. And as our healers proceed to send out this healing energy, this love energy to the hurricane, we're going to ask that Carrie O'Connor come forward to share and be witness to the work that's actually being done at this time. Now, Blue Thunder, I'm going to have you speak a few words to get the energy moving forward to guide the people. I'm going to give you about 3 minutes, and then I'd like to have Kaili blend in with the prayer to start sending this loving energy to the hurricane. And then I'd ask that Kaili, if you would, just quietly phase out in your prayer as we send the energy out. And then, Carrie, if you would, to bear witness to God's work being done. Can we do this? Oh, excellent. Okay, so Blue Thunder, if you would come forward, please.
Oh, thank you. At this time, so as the world take into consideration these words that I'm going to speak at this time, to open your hearts and your minds to the wisdom of what's happening is that the earth has been poisoned and toxined, and the winds have come to purify the land. We could stop the wind, but it would have fixed the land. And the messages say, prayers is to clear the negativity in the land and close the dark circles of the dark dimensions that's there. There's poisons and toxins in the land. The land is in balance. So nature has come to fix these places. And for us to change the winds and these things could be detrimental to the earth. She's doing a sacred thing by cleansing and clearing the earth. So I ask the people to think about this right now, to put their thoughts in Honduras, to clear the toxins and the poison and the anger and the hatred and the jealousy and the pain in the soil out of the elements of the soil, the trees. It's in the wind. It's in the water. It's in the earth, the wind, the fire, and the water. And the spirit, the web of life has been disconnected. So I'd like everybody to put their thoughts on the land there and send purity and cleanse there and ask those dark beings of anger and hatred that's controlling the people to be released from that area. So I call out to the Great Spirit, to our Mother Earth, and to the ancient ones above, our holy nations. I call out to the thunder beings and the thunderbird nations from the central sun, and to the universe, to the archangels, to all the holy beings of our nations to come and to open up the portals, to send out the anger and the hatred of the beings who are there to teach us but not to do. So I ask that we bless the darkness there and ask them to recede from the area at this time. And we ask the Great Spirit to send the light there to the thunder beings, to the archangels, to all that it is, to close these dark portals that's there where the beings are that's causing the problems for the Earth through mining, development, all the things that's causing the Earth to be like it is, so that this sacred storm that's coming to cleanse that will not have to do that. That we can cleanse it with our hearts and our minds. If we can clear the land by the time the show is over, then it will be stopped. If we can do that, if we stop the winds, the messages say, how I understand this, is that we will stop it, and the contamination will still be in the earth. But this sacred wind that is coming in the water is to cleanse and bless that with the water. So I pray at this time that they'll be released and that these dark beings now ascend into the light and take the toxins and the poisons and the anger and hatred with them as they're released from the earth in purity and turn in the earth, the elements and the water and the fire. All of those elements within the earth, wind, fire, water be turned as pure as can be, and I ask that the holy angels, the sacred beings of light, the thunderbirds, the thunder beings, all that it is now to charge the earth with light and ask those things to be dissolved. And so be it, it will be done. I said if we ask, we will receive this and the blessing will begin. So with that I say, hold, we will look about done and this and look and that and it will be done that way. To protect the people, the trees, the rivers, the rocks, all that it is, the animals, and to bless them with love, and to send love into the land, and bless those beings with love, and release them, and forgive them for what they have done, so they will leave, and the poisons and toxins will go away. So with that I say thank you, thank you, thank you. Blessings be to that.
Amen. Thank you, Blue Thunder. If I can have Kahili, just go ahead, and we're going to go ahead and continue in bringing Terry forward, so I know that you understand. So on that note, what you're going to actually witness is not only is Terry going to bear witness in, with God, she will also be sending powerful, loving, healing energy to dissipate this hurricane. That goes to show you just how multidimensional that each and every one of us are. Not only can she bear witness, but she will also be able to send this energy as well. So on this note, let's bring Terry forward and let's all begin. So be it. Amen. Terry, if you would, please.
When I'm looking at the energy around Honduras, what I'm seeing is we're bringing forth the great hummingbird and the great thunderbirds all over the whole land. And what I am seeing patterns of counterclockwise, think of small counterclockwise spinning, energy patterns that are in a high pitch. They're off balance. It sounds like a screeching sound, and it's over the land, and it's over the people, and it's over the waters. And so what we're doing, visualize an energy coming down from the heavens that is a clockwise, gentle rain that has a high, crystalline energy that is coming down with the hummingbirds, Father Hummingbirds, the Archangel Metatron in the Band of Mercy, Archangel Michael, and those four thunderbirds off in the corner, and they're directing the energy to release the counterclockwise spin, the releasing of the negative energy. They're having the energy washed down to the center of the earth and thereby transmuting the heavy, dark energies that are being cleansed. So we're bringing that energy down to the center of the earth, and as I'm seeing this, it's transmuting the energies of the winds, so the winds turn into a crystalline song instead of a shrill. Think of it as a high pitch of F, and F is related to the high heart sound, so hearing the pitch of F, a beautiful, beautiful pitch of the song, and hearing the earth sing instead of cry. And so this earth wants to sing in harmony. And when I'm seeing that we're sending the energy in here, the patterns are turning to clockwise, balanced, geometric figures, so the anger is able to be released and be transmuted, and the energies are going down. And I'm seeing the devil helix that's in the middle of the hurricane that is expanding, and the hummingbird medicine keeps on going in and out and weaving and helping us expand and take the wind out of the negative wind and bringing in a clearing wind and song. So think of that song and that energy going over the whole land, and that land goes the whole fathers are going around the whole globe, and so I see that visualize the globe with the four corners of four thunderbirds on either side, and the winds are calming in the song. You hear a pitch of the high sound of the high heart of the F of the song. The winds have calmed down, and the earth is taking in this crystalline energy and transmuting anything that's the heavier energy. I'm also starting to get tight in my head, so what we're doing is directing the energy of anybody that's getting caught in their mental mind and in the frontal head. We're redirecting that energy because the wind is about transmuting the energy clockwise. We're in staying focused that say it and it shall be done when two or more gathered. So we're expanding this energy, releasing the energy from any tight patterns in social of thee, social of thee, social of thee.
Amen. Wow, Carrie, that was profound. Thank you. We honor you for your divine sight that you're able to share with each of us the power of God's instruments. On this note, I would like to go ahead and move on, and I would ask that all our healers and all of our listeners this evening, I would like to direct our healing, loving energy to every man, woman, and child on this planet, especially those areas that are suffering. So on that note, if Carrie, if you would share with that real quick. Shihila na kikala uchiyana. So be it.
So be it. We're being called, each and every one of us are being called to open our thymus, that area of re-entry below our heart. That thymus is the high heart energy. And we're being open to bring in this crystalline energy, each and every one of us. And as we open this, we are connecting as bridges. We are all bridges to each other. We're going and remembering our true nature, that we are masters and that we've come here at this time, this great awakening time, to remember that of the divine connection that connects all of us, the web of life, and that connection of the thymus that has that blue crystalline energy, and that energy again connects each and every single one of us. And when we have intention, we are connecting that thymus to thymus, having that energy going around the world, and the intention is Om. The intention is peace. The intention is balance. The world is going back into balance. And what we're reminding the energy is that we don't have to do it in Pachacuti. We don't have to do it upside down. We can do this with balance. We're redirecting the energy of Om, of balance, and opening up that thymus, having it look like a blue lotus flower in that thymus, and having it spin with the energy of this crystal energy, having that our intention pulsing, and with our direction, we know that we're opening up that command, that commanding our body to connect with the highest part of each and every one of us, that higher self, that higher essence, and having them remember their God essence too, and so it shall be.
Amen. Thank you, Carrie. Wow, you are just incredible, young lady. I'd also like, if we may, I'd like, Carrie, for you to continue moving forward with me and share with all our listeners tonight where we're at right now on the planet for every man, woman, and child, and what they are bearing witness to. Could you do that for all of us this evening?
Sure. From what I'm seeing on the Earth grid, is that I'm seeing with the Earth grid that coming through September and also through August, we're really being called to step into our there's no more time to sit on the fence. The fence sitters, that I call them, our guides and our teachers and our masters are reminding what is written in each and every one of our DNA that we are here, and that I call it simply that this is our life for, I call it the two-for-one life, to keep it simple, that we've all come here for to live two lives in one life, in a sense where this is the lifetime that we came, that it's written in the Mayan calendar and all different traditions, that it's the time for entering peace and entering this new earth. And so we lined up here to be here and to be and remember and reawaken to who we are, and we're anchoring in the earth grids, and that each and every one of us makes a difference, and it takes each and every one of us intention to do this. And so where this whole September and that whole all of August is, August was a real cellular call to step into action, and every single one of us, think of a grand masterpiece song, has a song in here. We all have our notes matter, so we all have a note within our heart, our soul signature, and we're being called to have that, to put that note out into the universal web, to the earth grids, and especially when we put that note out and that song out with love. We don't have to hear it, we don't have to sing it, we have to remember intention, and our intention is the highest and best love intention from our heart out to the earth grids and to the universal grids. That's the most important thing to remember. Intend love, and that's what you send out. And with this time, we are being called to really release. We're having cellular releasing from any of those magnetic grids that in our energy field that hold us back into past karmic patterns and past traumas. This is the two-for-one lifetime, is the time when we step into our mastery, we start living, we start seeing the mastery life. And so this is a pivotal turning point right now as far as August. I saw 207 globally as a collective soul retrieval. So we were given washing energies from the highest masters, from our ancestors, that helped us release from the grids that, again, held us in the past. And now this year, from January to July, has been a further deepening part where a lot of our physical bodies have been feeling this releasing, lighting up our frequency, and whatever is on the inside of us, of course, is reflected out to the earth, because we are all one. So the earth is going through her own physical shaking and waking up. And so this is when we have that harmony within our life, the earth wakes up with ease also. And now September is a time where we are really being called to get off the fence. There's no more fence sitting. There's really a time of joy and an inclusive where we're being called to gather together, like tonight with this Global Healing Center, and to remind each other that we came down here for a purpose, and each and every one of us came down here to wake up out of this energetic anesthesia, to remember our birthright, and that we are all angels and masters and of God, pieces of Creator. And so it's time for us to take that divine seat and to come from our hearts and act like a piece of God. And by acting that and taking that divine peace seat, we will raise our frequency, and that, again, will go out to each and every one of us into the earth grids, and it will help create in the earth grids of peace on earth. And so we are really being called to action, and a lot of people are doing this through a lot of physical and mental clearing out. And remember that part of this is part of the process, and we can accelerate our healing with our intention. All of this is, we have this written in our DNA that this is what we came down here for. We lined up to come down here for this time because we're entering in these peaceful times where I see the overlays where there's peace on earth, and the earth is a peaceful time. That's much more of what's going on than the chaos. And so what we want to do is remember that, and we're the anchors, we're the bridge. And so when all of us are, I call us, we're the 100-watt light bulbs going to the 1,000-watt energy light bulbs, and so we're expanding our energy to that 1,000-watt frequency, and we're bridging and anchoring with every single other 1,000-watt person, and everyone that might be, let's say, symbolically a 50-watt light bulb or a 100-watt light bulb right now, we are bridging and we're connecting and helping them but raise their vibration. with our intention. They're able to loosen up their fears, what it is. So we are stepping into our birthright, our divine birthright, and waking up to that divinity. And as we hold that frequency, it allows another one to hold that frequency. So this is an accelerated times, and this is times where we want to remind each other that we don't have to do this in fear and with struggle and with pain, that we can do this with peace and with direction and with remembering our intention. And also, it's so important that when we feel, I call it like having a bad hair day, or we feel like we got a little bit off balance, that we realign ourselves quickly, and then that profoundly affects the energy grids. And so we're here to remember what we came down here for, and that's to remember that we are masters here entering in a new earth.
Wow. Thank you, Gary. Thank you. I also want to remind all our listeners this evening is to have peace, is to be peace internally and externally. Also to remember the power lies behind unconditional love. This is the key that will unlock the gates of heaven. Remember to always be in command of yourself, always to be aware of your thoughts, your emotions, and remember to always smile and be kind to not only yourself, but to every man, woman, and child that you come across. Be aware and place your hand out, a helping hand. Remember that we all stand together as one, and that is so important for each of us to remember. Also, I'd like to remind each and every one of you, you are the masters. You have the power and the ability to move a mountain just by yourself, and collectively, and as you continue seeing this world global healing circle expand throughout this world, and to touch every man and woman and child, that no man, no woman, no child will ever starve and have a roof over their head. It is time for all of us to say no and be in the command, because our world is indeed returning to heaven on earth. Wow. I had to say, I had to share all of that. Sorry. Anyway, Kaylee, I'd like to bring you forward to share your own thoughts this evening, and then we'll bring Carrie forward, and then we're also going to have Blue Thunder in the show. For everyone, including Mother Earth, if you would. Mother Earth, if
you would. Are you talking to me? Blue Thunder?
Kaylee, are you there?
Oh, yes, I am.
Can you hear me, Leolander? This is Blue Thunder.
Yes,
hello?
We can hear you.
Okay, at this time, I ask the spirits how many people are listening to this broadcast. It's been 600,000. And at this time, I'm asking our nations to understand how thoughts work, the alchemy, and what's happening in Honduras underneath these visions and dreams and messages from ancients. I'm asking them right now what's happening and what they're saying is negative thoughts. They never blessed the buildings that they built there. They took them from the earth. They were given protocols to bless these elements. They didn't do that. Those holes are the seeking light. The water is coming to fill those holes, fill the light in the earth, so that the rain will come in no more, no less, just right. The springs will run, the rivers will run, and what they've done there is connect us. So what I'm asking the people to consider to do at this time that's listening, the 600,000 listeners, brothers and sisters around the world, I ask you to send your thoughts and to bless all of the buildings in those areas, because they have been taken from the earth disrespectfully. The trees have been cut. They were never honored. And so was the drywall, the wiring, the copper, the metal, the iron, all that it is within those buildings, that's there. Nature has come to fix it with this prophecy that says that this would happen at this time. So I ask to bless these places. We could bless them remotely with our thoughts, power. Send our thoughts and bless those buildings, and thank all of those particles of light as we begin to fill all the holes that was dug in the earth there, every building that was dug there, the holes underneath every building that was built. and that's for the life leaking, Mother Earth's bleeding heart energy. And we were told if we did these things or ceremonies to do before we broke open the Earth, we didn't. Bad things would happen. The Earth would fall apart. There'd be earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, fires, floods, and this was taking place. So if we blessed these things at this time, 600,000 people, but there would be lives saved, and we'll prove it tonight. And showing how beautiful we are with our thoughts and our minds is giving love to all of those elements, blessing all those holes that they were taking from the trees. Their stumps are leaking the light. Bless those stumps that the trees were cut down from and seal the light in the earth. The energy, the life force is leaking out of the holes where they dug for the clay for the drywall. And also for everything that was taken out of the earth, there's holes everywhere where they mined and dug those things for greed, materialistic things. And so when we can fill these things with our love and thought and bless them at the time, we'll see the tornado will calm, and it will just drop gentle rains to charge the earth with life, blessings, pure water. So we ask everything to be purified, as pure it could ever be. Imagine how that works. Let's do this, my brothers and sisters.
Thank you, Thunder. Amen, and so be it. I just want to say and remind all our listeners, I invite and encourage you to go onto my show page with www.bbsradio. I have each of my co-hosts' information posted. You will find Carrie is a wonderful medium. She's able to give a wealth of information in a very short period of time. Could really help you in your own personal journey. I'd like to remind you that Blue Thunder's mission is to travel the world, and boy, has he ever traveled the world, healing the ley lines of Mother Earth. He has built one of the world's largest healing medicine healing wells in the United States, and I invite you to really spend some quality time doing research on his website. I also want to remind you of Wally and Ka'ili. They're wonderful kahus from Hawaii, and they are incredible healers, and each of you have had the opportunity to share yourselves with each of my co-hosts this evening. I also want to remind you that if you are interested or spreading the word around that we are looking for a representative of every country, nation, of every culture, tribe worldwide to represent, we the people, the voice of their area, speaking in behalf of the people there, so that we may all bridge the gap of misunderstandings and learn to stand together side by side as one, as it has always meant to be. On that note, Carrie, if you would real quick, if you'd spend about 2 minutes on sharing your thoughts with each of our co-hosts this evening, with Ka'ili on sharing some of the things that you see as his journey with the World Global Healing Circle and his path of serving God and humanity. And then we'll go to Blue Thunder and we'll go to Wally.
Okay. I see with Ka'ili we're beginning to what I was talking before about individually for us to take action. And so Ka'ili is one of the leaders, one of the bridgers of the taking action and stepping out, where we're being called literally, mentally, physically, emotionally to step out in the forefront and go out to the world and be the voices, be the bridges, be the anchors. And Ka'ili, I'm seeing especially this, then I'm seeing the fathers come in, the star beings come in, working with your energy field in preparation for this in the last 2 weeks in particular. But I'm going back the last 2 months, but I'm seeing dream time, especially in the last 2 weeks. 2-2-2-2. So when I see a lot of twos, that means prepping your energy field for taking that whole next step. And I also see the next 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months is very busy, where there's a lot of multidimensional travel, and then that involves travel and meeting other bridges to bring this being the voice of the bridge throughout the world. So So that's a wonderful, wonderful place. And so your whole energy, when I see this crystalline high blue energy, as that's what I call the star energy. And so you're holding the templates of the star energy, and that's what we are all bridging, is the stars. We come all the stars, and we're going back to the stars. That star energy is coming back, or coming back to the stars, I should say, here. So we're not going anywhere, but we're entering the anger, energy here on Earth. So I thank you, Kahili, for holding, and all of everyone tonight for holding that that frequency. I call it simply, for those people that are new to this, the 1,000-watt energy light bulb that is pure love, is unconditional love, is bliss, is frequency, it's what we are. So the more we tap into it, the more we don't have anything to do. We just have to be. So God bless.
On that note, I've only got 2 minutes. I do apologize to my sponsor and to Molly as well. We're running out of time, and I'm going to have to end the show. I want to thank each of my hosts tonight. Carrie, you are just incredible, just beyond words that I could ever express to you. And I want to remind our listeners, we will be assisting each of you with your own spiritual journeys as we continue moving forward with the World Global Healing Circle. I want to thank personally Kahili, Blue Thunder, and to Wally as well. It has been a real honor to have all of you. I want to remind all our listeners this evening as well, we are going to be going on tour. If you would like for us to come to your particular city, please send me an email at imdivinelight@aol.com. imdivinelight@aol.com. We are going on tour. If you'd like to see us there in your city, let us know. We would feel honored to be in your presence, in each of your presence. On that note, I want to remind you to be peace, be the masters, because you already are all those things. And remember that love indeed is the key to not only heal yourselves, but to your, for your sisters and brothers, and for each of them worldwide. I ask that each of you be well until we once again reconnect. And I want to say good night to all. Hello.